Pussin! 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 Pussin FC! Get in there, Villa fans! I can't believe it, man. I can't believe it. I mean, we've been on this roller coaster journey getting into the position that we're currently in. And now we're like mentality monsters rocking up at Villa Park, just obliterating what was in front of us today. And let's make no two ways about it. This was a tough game. This was a difficult game. We'd been completely wrote off because we'd got this amazing team rocking up at Villa Park. And, you know, don't get me wrong, they are a good team. But not today. Not today they weren't a good team. Because Aston Villa, Unai Emery's Aston Villa, were the good team. And we did everything that I wanted us to do. What did I want us to do? Let's rewind to the predicted lineup. What did I want? Dendonka. I wanted him in there for physicality, for presence. I wanted McGinn further forward. I wanted us to rise to the occasion. I wanted us to step up and put in a massive performance. I didn't want Traore in. I wanted Buendia in there. I wanted Ramsey to have an amazing game. I wanted to see him rise to the occasion, go up a level. And Aston Villa today did me proud because we were sublime. Ryan, how are you feeling?
Oh, mate, on top of the world, on top of the world. What, like you say, what a sublime performance. To a man, everyone was 10 out of 10. The manager, 10 out of 10. The coaching staff, McPhee with his cheeky McPhee, little corner routines, 10 out of 10. The atmosphere, 10 out of 10.
But McPhee, them corners, we were just a different team, like... Yep. You know, what's the one thing you don't want to do to 6 foot whatever Dan Byrne, to Joe Linton, to whatever? You don't want to get balls in the box high.
Exactly, no.
You don't want to get him. You don't want to let him lap it up. But what did Villa do? Short corners, little nice routines here and there. Every stone is like we don't leave any stone unturned, do we? Any small glimmer of a chance for the opposition, we're on it, aren't we? We make sure in every single department we're there.
We were all over them. Every, like you say, every department. We were first to the ball, second balls, snapping them up, snapping them. Buendia today, his footwork was rapid. He was rapid. The thinking off everybody. Yeah. McGinn, tight on Dan Byrne, showing in the backside all day. And then what you do, hold him up, see you later. I'm going inside. And what's his options when he looks up? All the midfield. All, we seem to have 5 yards of space. Luis seemed to have 5 yards around him. Buendia, 5 yards around him. Ramsey, 5 yards around him. And we were just placing beautiful through balls, playing triangles. We'll touch on it in the debrief, won't we, Luke? But we just had a look at the passing network on the way home. And if there's a visual image of the definition of passing a team off the field, off the park, then the image we'll show you tomorrow, you'll go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was the total football. It was champagne football, Luke, wasn't it? It was champagne at times. And like... They come back into it a little bit in the second half. They put two up top for about 3 or 4 minutes. And apart from that, we were just dominant throughout. And I just felt so comfortable and so good in my seat in the whole end. And just to hear the atmosphere whip around the ground, it was a performance. Yeah. We've just been crying out for as a fan base, as a manager, as a team, as a club. This is the statement performance. The club has just completely come together. Emery has just bonded us and molded us now into a tactical machine, haven't we? You know, all of like Newcastle's strengths that you pointed out all week, that their high press, their physicality, they're rock solid. You know, they're not third by fluke, are they? They're not third in the league by luck. And Villa are scoring goals by luck. You know, some of these media
how many games
do some more research. You know,
I'll go back to like some of the comments of Newcastle fans and Villa fans were saying, we're going to win 3-1. Newcastle fans' response is, when was the last time we conceded three? Like, yeah. There you go. The most negative Villa fan will be saying before the game, because they're in our comment sections, this is a big test. We've got to beat Newcastle. This is the test at Villa Park. They're not going to sit back. They're going to come on to us. My response was, we'll pass it round them then.
Yep.
And that is exactly what we do. I ain't having no negative comments in this comment section, because if you write a negative comment, you're out of here. You're out of here. I've had enough of this tripe I'm reading in these comments, of these negative comments. It's pathetic. Right, if you can't get up for this now, if you can't be buzzing about what you are witnessing, you're supporting the wrong team. So there's my first little bit. Secondly, any of you will notice that the backdrop has gone. I am moving house. But the holy grail before the game, I can't move. This, I can't move it, right? This has been up since this run was going. So we're at 8 games now. And I just couldn't take it down. So it's staying there until whatever, until I move, hopefully. So
you might have to take that wall with you, Luke. The Angel shirt still pinned to it, mate, because that could take us to Europe. That could
So I mean, before, you know, the start of the game, the first couple of minutes, you know, we saw the team sheet. Then Donker was in there. I was obviously over the moon to see him in there, because I felt like that's what Emery would have wanted from the game. So I was obviously happy that he was in the team. First minute, Ollie Watkins, clean through on goal, hits the post. And you're thinking, oh, are we going to rue that miss? Are we going to rue that miss? But no, we just kept going. We just kept going forward. We the bar. I just thought first half, we were tremendous. We, you know, and they are a really difficult team to play against, because they are a team. And I spoke about the positives of what we've got going, that we've got this sort of mentality. We're really high on confidence. The camaraderie between the team is absolutely massive. And that goes a long way. And that's what Newcastle have got. And they've got really good players. You know, got good players all over the pitch. You know, Gordon's pacey. Gomez is fantastic. Jolinton bags goals. Isaac up top, he's really, really good. Almiron is a good player. Callum Wilson can come on and score goals. But whatever they threw at us today, it did absolutely nothing. Mm. And that first goal from Ramsey, that knockdown from Watkins, and that when that goal went in from Ramsey, it erupted. And I want to touch on the atmosphere, because it is everything that I have been after for weeks. It was absolutely, it was rocking, absolutely rocking. The chants were going. It was fantastic. It was such a great place to be. You know, whether you sit in the north or the Trinity, you might, you know, I only know what happens in the Old Ten. I only hear that Old Ten noise, but you know, it was fantastic. And, you know, what did you make of the first half then, Ryan?
Yeah, just completely dominant. I thought before going their press, like, I thought they're going to get at us. It's going to be their press. And as long as we just kept doing what we're doing and playing out from the back and we never made a mistake, you know, all them mistakes we have made in the past, it's good that we've got them out the way, because days like today, you've got full confidence in your ability to play at the back. Mings has got full confidence. Martinez, Konza, all them boys, they're on it at night. It doesn't matter how hard you press us, they're going to stay cool. They're going to stay calm. They're going to stay collected. And once we got past that stage, and like the first 15, 20 minutes was wild. It was wild. It was rocking. And I was sort of thinking, will Emery like this? But he rolled with it. He let it go. And we just kept on that counter, didn't we? We sprung their high line time and time again. And like you've just said about the assist, I'm going to say assist of the season. Like, we was watching it back at half-time having a pint, and like the slow-mo, the way he gets his head around it. And you talk about teamwork. Like, he knew where his man was. Do you know what I mean? You don't angle your head like that and play it down without knowing where your boy Ramsey is. And like, the shot is so sweet, and it's so sweet on that half volley.
What happens with that shot is, I can remember this one. A couple of the others are a bit of a blur because we have just got in basically, but it sort of like bounces and he bangs it. It's yeah. just like a dish, dish, boom, and oh, what a goal! And it erupted and the energy. So we're winning, and then second half. The goals, we had one VAR and Watkins, he starts bagging goals. The one where it comes to him, he swivels and he smacks it.
What I think a goal just before that goal, Luke, obviously we had the VAR goal and Newcastle were pushing forward. I expected Wilson to come on and Almiron. You expect them to throw them big boys on, go chalk top like they did against Brentford. And we thought, you know what? We could pick these off. It played even more into our hands because the way we were countering the first half, they've got more men up front and we were still countering. And then just before that second goal, McGinn went through. It was about a 4-on-3 situation and it did open up for McGinn, but he's still quite a distance and he curled one, which was close.
That was funny.
Yeah, and I just looked at Emery and he was going, calm down, lads, calm down. And then that goal, you'll see McGinn again in sort of the same position. And this time he puts his foot on the ball, takes a second, lays it off to Miranda. Miranda puts it in and Watkins, oh, man on fire, Watkins, just does the rest. But like, just that coaching, the coaching of these players from God. I'm putting him up there with Paul McGrath at the minute. He's godlike at the minute. You know, and like, the coaching is second to none, isn't it?
It's the biggest thing you will know about Unai Emery today is the way in which he put McGinn straight on Dan Byrne. Yeah. Straight on Dan Byrne all game. McGinn was on Byrne. And that bit of that tactical tweak, that tactical know-how, all part of what our game plan was about today. Get the ball to McGinn. He holds it up. The pitch opens up. And we've got so much space. Class. When Wilson came on as well and he tried to start putting himself about Conson, putting himself about Martinez. Yeah. And both of them were just like, what are you doing, mate? Like, what are you doing? And it was absolutely brilliant. And, even me, the most positive, optimistic Villa fan, did not see that coming today. I just didn't see that performance coming. Not the performance, but the result and the manner in which we went about it. And, even all of the goals and all of the intricate movements. And again, we bossed possession of the football with the passing movements. And, you go through the whole team and you're thinking, Buendia, how good was Buendia? That he might not have had an assist today. He might not have had a goal, but that was his best performance in a Villa shirt for me.
He was a right nuisance, wasn't he? Every time that ball was in the midfield, who was there? Nipping in front of him. See you later. Oh, his turn, his footwork was incredible today. He was a joy to watch, Buendia. Probably my favourite Buendia performance in a Villa shirt, that.
Definitely. I think so, because that's a step up, didn't they? So what are we on now? 50 points.
Oh, my God. It's incredible, isn't it? And you're still, we're looking up, aren't we? We're not even looking behind us.
We was on that three game in a week run. We beat Chelsea. We were at Leicester. We was in that van cam, living our best lives in the van. Then we go back to Villa Park and it's Nottingham Forest. And I was saying to Ivan, I met Ivan walking to the ground. Some of you will know him off the football phone-in. And I was saying, like, the last couple of games we've won, but I don't think we've necessarily, like, played well. I think we've done well to win and we've found a way and etc. But I said, I just feel like we're due to play really well. And it was just mad, man.
The thing is, Luke, that was like from minute zero, from the first whistle to the final whistle. And the whole 90-plus minutes was just pure Aston Villa dominance. It was dominance, wasn't it?
It's mad. It's
incredible
mad.
Performance.
Like, it's mad. Like, I keep getting, like, doing this now. I keep getting, like, moments keep popping in my head. Like, Tyrone Mings, like blocking everything, and then he's playing out from the back, and you just keep remembering like little things of
what Mings was like, block after block after block, and then Geordies and Newcastle fans hammer him, absolutely hammer him, and like that. What a performance, man. You know, Gareth Southgate was there today, and like Mings, Watkins, they have got to be in that England squad. And Southgate, instead of taking notes on them two, he should be taking notes on how Emery sets up a team, because that was absolutely a masterclass again, from Emery. You know, we attacked their weaknesses, didn't we? You know, they play the high line, their defence ain't that fast, really, are they? So we found ways of finding pockets of space, finding the through balls, hurting them, and taking the game to them. And when you take the game to them, then you get rewarded, don't you, mate? And you get rewarded with like a performance today.
And that's the thing. Tell, like, when you're watching Villa and like maybe we'll be down the left and we're in a tight area and it's like 1-2, boom, bang. Luiz is in acres of space. Yeah. Moreno's bombing forward, and it's like, how have we got so much space? But it's the
Moreno, Luke.
It's everything, man. Villa fans, just ride this wave, because what we are on is just mental, absolutely mental. And
you go back to the fullback as well. Players coming in your head, Ashley Young, Moreno, like them two. Like, I watched the Newcastle podcast and they were like going, oh yeah, we'll just hammer Ashley Young if we're under pressure. We'll just go up there and stick Joel Linton on him. Ashley Young, incredible. Moreno, look at him. Attacks now. Up, slipping the ball under Trippier. See you later. Like, he was incredible up and down the wing. And like you say, tight corners. There's a few times Moreno was in that corner. He just hold it up. Faint a couple of turns. Wait for Mings to back him up. Mings, out. There you go. Out into midfield. See you later. We're on the attack. And like, the confidence and the calmness in this team and the faith and the belief they have in one another to execute all these plans and to execute this style. Cloud nine, mate.
Yeah. And even, you know, when I was saying about no stone unturned, McPhee, massive credit to McPhee, because those corner routines were brilliant. They were so clever. They literally had no idea what we were doing. It would sort of go short to McGinn. McGinn would pop it off to someone else. And we just we were so creative in our corner routines. And I think you said in the car drive, you know, the one time that we hit a corner long, it went straight into Nick Pope's hand. So again, it's all about getting those fine details. And oh man, I mean, I'm absolutely buzzing about what we've just witnessed, how we've played, because it's just fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And I say it regularly now, if you aren't subscribed on this channel, subscribe, get on this journey with us, hit the like button, comment away. It's just amazing. Do you want to add anything before we go?
Well, let's talk about expected points, because I'm going to go and have a few celebratory beers. So get in the comments how many points you reckon I'm going to have and whether I'll be lucky to still be standing by the end of the day, because I'm going to enjoy this performance. To be honest, I just want to go back down to Villa Park and do it all again. Like, so buzzing for the next game, and up the Villa, man.
Buzzing. So what we'll have tomorrow, we'll have player ratings out. We'll have the debrief out as well. Just get involved, comment, share, watch the fan cam. We had loads of new fans on the fan cam as well. So if you've not watched it, go back and watch that as well. So up the Villa, up the 3 points.
Up the Villa, up the Emery.